Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
Today we're covering the July 15, 2026 meeting of the Bozeman City Study Commission, where four of the five commissioners worked through revisions to the tentative charter, focusing on commissioner compensation, mayoral succession, ward elections, and a public education campaign ahead of the November ballot.
Commissioner Becky Franks was excused, leaving Commissioners Carson Taylor, Barb Sestero, Jan Strout, and Deanna Campbell present. The commission dove into edits, responding to public feedback from their earlier hearing.
First up was Section 2.04, the proposed compensation board. Commissioner Sestero reported that she and Commissioner Franks had deleted language tying commissioner salaries to the area median income and removed a provision directing the board to determine how many hours per week commissioners work. Both drew objections at the prior hearing. The revised language also clarified that the board would recommend, not set, annual salaries to the city commission.
The composition of the board became the main sticking point. Commissioner Campbell proposed removing commissioners entirely from the compensation board, citing public feedback that having commissioners involved in determining their own pay creates a conflict. She read proposed language stating the board would include resident qualified electors and either the finance director or HR director in a non-voting ex officio role.
Commissioners Taylor, Sestero, and Strout each said they wanted to keep two commissioners on the board, but in a non-voting ex officio capacity, present for discussion, but not casting votes on salary recommendations. City Attorney Greg Sullivan weighed in, noting that making commissioners non-voting members addresses the conflict of interest concern while preserving their ability to inform the board about job duties.
The commission also agreed to require that compensation recommendations be adopted before candidate filing opens for the next municipal election, to strike the annual meeting requirement, and to add language requiring meetings of the board to be open to the public. Sullivan confirmed that without such language, there's no automatic legal requirement for this particular body to hold public meetings. The motion passed 4-0.
On mayoral succession, Section 2.06, the original draft had created an internal conflict. It said the vice mayor succeeds as mayor for the balance of the mayor's term, but another subsection said the vacancy would be filled by appointment. Commissioner Sestero's fix deleted the mayor from the appointment provision and clarified that the vice mayor steps in. Ex officio member Mike Moss pointed out that for the balance of the mayor's term could result in someone serving up to 6 years without an election. The commission agreed to replace that phrase with until the next municipal election. That motion also passed 4-0.
The commission then turned to Article 7, covering elections and the ward system sub-options. Commissioner Sestero explained that the initiative, referendum, and recall section was moved to the front of Article 7 on the city attorney's suggestion, and that a new Section 7.03 was created to isolate the third sub-option. If voters choose wards, should ward commissioners be elected only by ward residents or at large?
A proposed new Section 7.04 would lay out how ward boundaries get drawn. Commissioner Taylor questioned whether that level of detail belongs in the charter or should be left to the commission to handle by ordinance. Commissioner Sestero argued voters need to know how lines will be drawn before they can evaluate the ward option. The commission didn't vote on Article 7 changes, but directed Commissioner Sestero to incorporate feedback and present revised language at the next meeting.
The final portion of the meeting brought in the Dane Geld Public Education team, Audrey Dozier, Aaron Corsi, and Nevin Graves, who presented a budget and timeline for voter education. The plan includes video ads starting late August, radio and print beginning early August, and event presence at the Sweet Pea Festival and farmers markets. They also presented a brand identity featuring a logo combining a valley landscape with a document silhouette.
Commissioner Campbell raised concerns about the brand's color palette and questioned whether there was enough time to establish a new identity in voters' minds. Commissioner Sestero said the logo and tagline work, Commissioner Campbell also stressed that all commissioners should deliver identical messaging, saying, "I would really hope to see a consistent message, and that we be given specific talking points."
The commission voted 3-0, with one abstention, to appoint Commissioners Taylor and Strout as liaisons with Daimgeld. The next meeting is July 23rd, focused on finishing charter revisions, with the July 30th meeting reserved for a full education plan presentation.
This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.